Weekdays, TAN Talk, entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Hey, you are in the right place. Happy Saturday. What a beautiful day it is here in Central Florida, and we have a special surprise for you today. We are hanging out with the band, the Jets, featuring Ty Wood, are on our radio. We're going to have an interview with them. But first, we want to play some of their music to get you in the mood so you can kind of see what we're going to talk about and have some fun right here on TAN Talk Radio. Ty Wood and the Jets, dim all the lights down. Are you in the mood? Corey, are you in the mood?
In the mood.
Corey Underwood is here with me today. It's Captain Jeff. We are having some fun talking to the Jets with Ty Wood. And by the way, just so you know, you can listen to it now. I know you're hearing it now. You can also hear this on YouTube Live. Just search TAN Talk Radio. You got YouTube Live. You can see us. We're sitting right here. We're wave, Corey. There we go. We're waving at you right now. All right, let's get Ty on the phone because I want to talk to you about what this guy has brought to the Jets and what he's brought to music in general. Because if you're tired of computer-generated songs like I am, every single day it seems like endless music churned out by a computer. Some young kid wants to throw something on there and they use the MIDI or whatever they do. I'm older. I don't know what all that stuff is. But when they do, you miss all the heart and soul of music. Now, these guys, especially Ty Wood, has brought the Jets back into the limelight in Vegas at the Miracle Mile at Planet Hollywood in Las Vegas for a residency show. And they're going to give you what you want to hear, not what they think you want to hear. They're going to give you a chance to stand up and cheer, sing along, be part of the music, be part of the entire excitement, because that's what they want to give to their people. Are you on with me, my friend Ty?
I am. Can you hear me?
Ty, we can hear you great. We're so glad you're on today. Thank you so much for being part of Tan Talk Radio today. Thanks for being part of what I'd like to consider a musical generation of how it used to be, not how it is. So tell me, how did this all come about?
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it this morning. Here we are in Las Vegas calling in. I guess you were out there in sunny Tampa, Florida?
Yes, we are. We're sitting here.
I tell you, so the connection between myself and the Jets came about kind of in a crazy way. I ended up spending about 4 years driving across the country, writing songs. I was a professional musician in my 20s, but I had kind of gone down the corporate route, and I decided in 2021, the world is a little too negative. It's a little too dark, so let me drive across the country and write a book, write an album, go from the left coast to the right coast, and let's see in this country where people get it right. So I was going to go for 3 months, drive across the country, and write music, and that 3 months turned into 4 years.
Look at that.
And the 4 years turned into a meeting with the Jets, which turned into the show in Vegas that they already had a residency that was established in a small theater, and now it has blown up into something much bigger. Super excited.
Yeah, they're telling me that's the largest venue available in the Miracle Mile.
For that B Theaters set of theaters, yes.
Yes, I mean, you guys have got an electric show. There's a lot going on. It's a full Broadway stage show, if I'm correct.
It is full on live band, dancers, horn section. I mean, it's a full band. Yeah, an exciting show.
Awesome. They're saying this is a 5-star rated show and it's family friendly. The show's performed live as they cover 80s and 90s hits with a splash of new music, thanks to their collaboration with, of course, you, Ty Wood. And you bring a fresh style of music that fits well with the family ideals and positive music for everybody. How does it feel to be given this kind of music to the masses and seeing their reaction and seeing how happy they are to share with your gift?
Well, I got to say, music is something I believe that connects us as human beings. And when music becomes just sterile and it's not live, it's not connecting people, you miss something. And so one of the great things about this show and the things that we're doing, Ty Wood and the Jets together, is we're creating new music, live, you know, a live experience with our audience. And there's not a better feeling than that moment when you know you've connected with somebody. You're on stage, you're singing with the band, you're grooving, you're vibing. And the part of this show is really a trip down memory lane, because it's the Jets, the original founding members of the Jets, playing a lot of their original stuff from the 80s. And then a bunch of other 80s and 90s, I come in and add a different kind of genre in the 80s. And now we're introducing live music, new music that the Jets are putting out. And I'm super proud and excited, because like that song that you just had on the radio there, Dim All the Lights, is a song I wrote on that trip that I was on. And now the Jets are covering it. They're releasing it. It's super exciting.
And you were telling me, we talked in a pre-interview last week about, you know, you've had some tragedy, like a lot of us have, but your tragedy seems to have molded what you do and how you are. And it's kind of an interesting story, if you don't mind sharing just a little bit with the audience and how you got to the mindset that you have now.
Well, yeah, I appreciate that. You know, let me try to sum this up pretty quick. When I was in my 20s, professional musician, thought that I was going to be discovered one of my songs won a contest, so here I am thinking I'm going to get discovered. And that ended up giving me an opportunity to play for a bunch of record labels. They didn't want me. They wanted my song, but they didn't want me. And I'm like, screw that. I'll go make $1 million and start my own company. So that led me into getting into the tech business. And I had a very successful tech career with my brother and a number of tech business. And in 2017, I mean, the world was on fire. And then between 2017 and 2019, it all melted down. And I was impacted by 4 different people in my life that either committed suicide or attempted suicide. And the joy that I had in life kind of went away. And without getting too much into those details, I got to see a really dark side of life that I had never really seen before, and it touched me in a way that was, it's kind of hard to explain here, but really profoundly negative. I know the feeling a person has before they want to check out, and it led me to something much greater. When you look at life is supposed to be filled with joy and excitement. And why is it so negative? Why are there more screw yous in this world than there are thank yous?
No, I completely agree. And by the way, for everybody, if you need emotional support, if you're feeling down, if you have trouble, please reach out to the 988 Lifeline. The suicide hotline is always available for everyone. We want to make sure that if you're having issues, if you need to talk to somebody, please reach out to call that number. And take it from Ty. Ty understands that life had issues and ups and downs, but right now, in my opinion at least, Ty, you are on an up, my friend, and you are on such an up. We have a great song for you called Living It Up.
I tell you, you are absolutely right. And this song, Living It Up, I wrote with a friend originally as a jazz song, but when I was on the road, we changed it into something else, became a Southern country rock song, and now the Jets have turned it into something completely different and cool. And there's nothing like live music to get you to live it up.
That is outstanding. And when we come back after this song, we're going to have Rudy and Leroy talking with us also. So if you don't mind, my friend, let's get some living it up and let's have some fun right here on Tan Talk Radio.
Here we go.
like we own our prayer. Living like I just don't care.
Living it up right here on Tan Talk Radio. That's what we're talking about. If you want to enjoy a spectrum of emotions from love songs to crazy, fantastic, get you going, get you singing songs all over the planet, you want to go to Miracle Mile in Vegas. Check out the show. These guys are fantastic. The Jets with Ty Wood. This is a show that the entire family can go to, enjoy themselves while they're there, sing along, have some fun. And one last thing before we start talking to these incredible singers and performers again, Ty wants the world to know that we need to be there for each other. And this is a quote from him. I got this last week. I didn't want to put him on the spot, but you know, he brings to us through his life, family, and music, the way he feels about the world. He knows that rock bottom feels tough. And the unimaginable joy of climbing out of that dark hole and living life to its fullest is the only way to be. And that's a direct quote from Ty. Thank you, Ty, for that. Ty, you still with me here, my friend?
Hey, thank you, man. I appreciate that very much. Yes.
You guys, I'll tell you, when I was asked to do this and MC for you guys, I got to listen to the songs and I got to see the videos. And by the way, go to YouTube and search Ty Wood and the Jets. There's a lot of great stuff. You get to see some of their performances. I got energized just watching them, and I cannot wait. I've already told my wife, I said, we got to go to Vegas soon because we're going to check out this show. We're looking forward to it. This is the place to be. Everybody can put a show out. You guys put out an experience like no other. And I believe we have Rudy and Leroy on the phone, correct?
Hey, yeah,
look at that.
Hey.
Hello.
Gentlemen, you know, and we always have to work. We're on a phone line, so, you know, sometimes it's going to break up a little bit, but that's understandable. That's what radio is all about. So, guys, and anybody free to jump in on this, tell me what it feels like to get on that stage, those lights come on, and that audience is so electric. How does that feel?
So, we've been doing this for 40 years, and it still feels great to get on that stage and to perform and to kind of show people what it was like. Like, for instance, our whole show is based on the time period that we were hot, back in the 80s and the 90s, where we feel that music was at its best. It was the golden years, when the life was simple. I mean, if you lived in the 80s and the 90s, you remember the music, you remember the time period. And I think when we see people who come see our show, after the show, we get to meet them, and they love it. They're just like, you took me back to when I was young, and it was great. Because, as you know, we live in a world where it's very complicated. We live in a world where there's a lot of things going on that are kind of negative. And that's why we love doing this show, because we get to have people, and even the young people that have never experienced the 80s and 90s, when they come see the show, they're like, it was like that back in that day? So we're just kind of really glad that we have this opportunity to be able to perform. It's kind of a mission for us, just to help people get back to what it was like, and especially nowadays when so many people are struggling, and it's just a blessing for us to see people giving us hugs. And we just love doing it. So that's how I feel, Roy. What about you, Roy?
No, I love it. It's been a blessing. Like Rudy said, you know, we're from a family of, there's 17 kids in the family. I'm the oldest. And it's funny that back when I was 12, you know, Elvis Presley had passed away. My mom and dad were big Elvis fans. And my dad just had this idea, why don't we start a band? And, you know, yes. Daddy, sure, you know, none of us know how to read or play music. Next thing you know, he bought guitar, all the instruments. I remember coming back from school, and everything was set up in our living room, and my dad said, okay, we're going to start a band. And he put me in charge to, you know, teach everybody. And again, mind you, I was only 12 years old. The only thing I knew how to play was just, you know, pots and pans, you know, trying to learn how to play drums. But
oh yeah,
you know, looking back, it's been a great blessing that we can, you know, put forth what we've all gone through in the last, you know, 40 years or so.
So they were telling me that as a family, you guys were covering songs even way back in the day, everything from Kenny Rogers to Van Halen. What kind of a mix is that? That's crazy.
Yes, we were a cover band. The way we made money is that when my mom and dad created the band, again, he quit his job and just had the faith in us kids. We were so lucky to end up in Minnesota. And in Minnesota, my mom and dad just said, hey, let's go find a job. And they convinced a bunch of venues to take us on. And this was about 1982 to 1984. Where we actually became one of the greatest cover bands. And at that time, all the venues had bands. There was no disco. It was all about the band. And we happened to be at the right place at the right time. This is when Jimmy Jam, Terry Lewis, Prince was making a big name in Minneapolis. And we have to be right there in the middle of all it. I mean, the timing could have been better. And so it was just amazing to be able to see how things were lining up for us to do this. And like what Roy said, the idea of Leroy had to take up. Roy, was it like 2 weeks of lessons and you just picked things up?
Yeah, I just learned by ear. I give all glory to the Lord. You know, the Spirit was able to help our family learn how to do music. So we're grateful that we were able to pull it off.
Yeah, I was going to say there's a religious connection to the show from what you guys have spoken to me about, which brings joy and positivity to your music. And I think that that's something that people overlook. Anybody can play music. You guys, from what I've talked to and what I've seen, there's an emotion behind it. There's a reason. There's a passion behind it. And that changes the whole dynamic of some of these shows. Anybody can go out there and strum a guitar. You guys strum the heartstrings of the people that you're playing for, and that's amazing.
Yes, one thing we learned about music is a universal language. For instance, when we toured all over the world, we went to Asia. I mean, a lot of people didn't know what we would talk and try to communicate, but once we came to the music, everyone could relate to one another. It's the most powerful, effective thing is that no matter where we're at, whether we were in Asia, where we're in Europe, with people with different languages, all we had to do is play the music and they loved it and it didn't matter. It was just great. And you know, we most of our music is about relationships and love and unity, and that's kind of where we kept it.
Now, you guys haven't bragged a little bit, but I'm going to brag for you. A little birdie told me that you guys played the White House not once, but twice. Is that correct?
Yes, that is.
Yes, we did.
Come on, you can brag. It's okay.
Yeah, we were.
It was kind of hard, but
Nancy Reagan just say no.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And so we were happy to be a part of that push. And then I think it was what's his name? Bush.
Yeah,
Jr.
George Bush.
At their youth ball. We were part of that.
See, that's a good bragging thing. We like that.
Yeah.
And now you're taking all that and you're bringing it to Vegas in this Miracle Mile show. Now, how hard was it to set up this show, to get everything in place and all that? Was there a lot of background work involved?
Yes, there was. Yeah. When we initially we came in 2019, we played Vegas, but not on a residency level, and just putting it took us about 6 months to put the initial show together, and we just took the many years of our touring in arenas and stadiums, and just culminating all that live and touring experience into putting the show and everything we learned about being in front of, you know, 20,000 people. There's nothing more beautiful than standing up. I mean, like we were in Japan and being at the Budokan in front of 20,000 people and singing You Got It All in our hit and just having the whole crowd sing along. There's nothing that feels, it's unworldly. It's just such a blessing. And we're grateful to to share that, you know, enthusiasm. And that's something we're grateful our parents, you know, they loved the Motown vibe, you know, entertaining the people. And we were also Polynesian. My mom was a Polynesian dancer and a hula dancer, my dad. And so they had a little background, and they've always stressed it. Remember, guys, we're here to entertain the people and let them know that, you know, we can have a good time. So,
well, you guys go back. It even goes back to your family. Another little birdie. I love these little birdies. Corey, just so you know, little birdies tell me a lot of things, and I just listen, and I write them down, and I say, I'll talk about this later.
The little birdies have a lot of good things to say.
They got a lot of good things to say. So somebody told me that Yo Gabba Gabba was something you guys were involved in back in the day.
Well, we're good friends with the founders, Jacobson and Scott, and they actually helped us with a few demos of groups we were working with. And so we're really good friends with the founders.
And that's fantastic.
Yo Gabba Gabba.
And what I like
matter
about
that
is...
Matter of fact, Leroy actually worked with Christian Jacobs, who actually was in a group called the Aquabats. He did their first album.
Very demo. Nice.
That led to them, both of them, creating Yo Gabba Gabba. Mm-hmm. And it's just been a blessing. In one of our documentaries, we actually have them a whole idea of what they did. They actually, once they came off their missions, they came and we brought them up to Minnesota, both of them. And it was a great, just to see them before they hit it big. Didn't know that we had two great TV producers that we were working with at the time. They were just two guys coming off their missions. And so it was good to see them.
That's fantastic. And that falls back into the family issue, where you guys are doing this for the right reasons, for the right way, with family involved, with your religion involved. And I can understand how that can really bring people together, not only your listeners, but other musicians that have the same mindset, if that sounds right.
Well, I will say that music doesn't necessarily need to... Music is a connector, right? And when you feel the spirit, if you will, of music connecting people, you take the labels off of it, whether it's the label of religion or whatnot, and you connect to a true spirit. It's the spirit of people coming together, and there's something bigger than us out there. And
Amen.
When we're on the stage and when we are playing together, there is no label. There is no, you're a this and I'm a that. It's we're all together. And that's one of the things when I was doing my project, when I was doing the project, I wanted to see, you know, it doesn't matter where a person's background comes from, that when you're playing music together and you let go of all of the definitions and labels, you get amazing experiences. And I think that comes from somewhere that we can't exactly put our finger on. You know that feeling that you get when you're sitting there experiencing something with somebody else and there's no words, you just feel it together? That's the magic of music.
Yeah, and that's amazing how a lot of people don't understand the background of music and how music is just so emotionally deep, not only for the people who hear it, but for the people that give it. There's a deepness and an emotion if it's done right, and that's just a fantastic thing. Now, I hear you guys also do covers, not only your new stuff. You do covers on your show. Is that correct?
Yes. The show is based on the 80s and the 90s. We do our own hits, and then we take people on a journey. And as we take people on a journey, we kind of, you know, that's a hard thing because, as you know, there are different genres. There's rock. There's R&B. There's hip-hop. There's pop. Yeah. There's all these different genres, and we were able to figure out a way to put that all together. Now, when we met Ty, you know, I was just blown away with his ability to write songs, and he just right there we were just in a rehearsal studio. He just started singing, and I was like, "Oh my gosh!" And we had ideas popping in our heads. I mean, because of like I said, our show's about the 80s and the 90s.
Yeah,
Leroy and I just turned to each other and goes, "Yeah, we know what we're gonna do." And then we presented to Ty some of the stuff that he would do. So we all take people on that journey together. And then what's so beautiful is that because Ty is such a great songwriter, he introduces the band to the present. And the song that you just heard, Living It Up,
and Dim. Those are the songs that we're coming out today because, again, we want people to know that even though the music was great in the past, it's going to be better in the future. And we're just really glad that we're able to meet up with Ty, great songwriter, and it just fits the band where we all get up there and people understand that, you know, it's all about music and it's about the power of music and what it can do. And I see people coming out of our show just realizing how blessed they feel. I think it's like they're energized. They go out and they go, oh my gosh, they can now conquer the world again. That's kind of the idea of our show.
Yeah, see, that's the fantastic part.
Yeah, one thing that makes our show unique is that we don't just pick songs by accident. Like Rudy said, what makes it different is that, like, for example, we do a jump from Van Halen, but we actually met them. And I met them in the bathroom. And then when we do a tribute to Tina Turner, it's because she was the first show, and we met her that we warmed up for. So we do songs with a personal connection, which really happened, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And so that's why people like the journey. And that's all we're doing. We're just journalizing it on stage.
That's fantastic. And I'll tell you, hold on, guys. You guys are just awesome. Hold on. I got to do a show, too. I got to play you guys some music. I got some stuff right here. We're going to play one of your covers because I want the audience to know what they're going to get into. And I love the passion that we're talking about this. So let's do that holding back the years. Let's see how that goes. Yes. Here we go, my friends.
Somebody here, listen to the fear that's gone, strangled by the wishes fader, hoping for the arms of Mater. Get to me sooner and later. I'll keep holding on.
Ty Wood and the Jets cover right there. Keep holding on. We're on Tan Talk Radio, FM 106.1, 102.3, 104.3, AM 1340, 1350, and 1400. And if you're lucky enough to be on YouTube, you can see Corey and I right here dancing along to the songs because we're having as much fun as you are. We love this music just as much as you do. We're so glad you're here with us on Tan Talk Radio talking with the Jets and Ty Wood. We got a special guest just came on the line, Vanessa. What you got for me, my friend? I hear you, like, know everything about this Hollywood, great glitz and glamour stuff.
That's awesome. Thanks so much for having me on. I'm excited to be here.
I'm so glad you're here.
Thank you. Yeah, the Hollywood scene is fun. I'll say that. And it's even more fun when we can make people smile and enjoy their time here in Vegas.
Oh, yeah. You know, and we were talking earlier about this and family and all. And, you know, families have their ups and downs. And I'm sure you guys have had people that have come into the band and have left for other reasons and things like that. But as a core, you guys still hold that family feeling when you're doing all this?
Absolutely. I'm a cousin to the band. And for me, you know, as a little one, watching them, I've always wanted to be a part of them, a part of the group. And it's just been such a blessing to be able to perform with them. And the coolest thing is when we're on stage, like, yeah, you still get the butterflies, you still get nervous, and then you look around and it's family, and you're just like, we're just having a great time.
Oh, that's fantastic. By the way, tell me about this venue that you guys are part of now, and how would I actually score tickets? How do I get tickets to see you guys perform?
Oh, please come. We're at Planet Hollywood. Every Saturday at 4 o'clock, you can go to vegas.com. We've got our tickets there. And please come. We'd love to meet you. Just like Roy and Rudy said, we meet our guests after the show.
And that's fantastic. Now, I want to reiterate that this is a family-friendly show, so all ages are involved to come along and have some fun?
Absolutely. Even the ones that don't even know the songs are up and dancing. Like, it is the best. We've had little ones come, and they're like, my favorite group. Yeah, it's awesome.
And that's what's so awesome about the music I've listened to you guys over the last couple weeks when I'm prepping for this show is I hear things that I haven't heard in years. Oh my God, I haven't heard that song. And it's done, performed so beautifully by you guys because you can feel the emotion in what you do when you perform it. And that's a big deal for a lot of people. A lot of people miss that. They miss the old times.
Well, being a family band, like, we have so much. It's a family legacy, really. And it all started, like Roy said, from his dad. And, you know, he has since passed. And we just think about him being there in the audience and performing for him and for all of our other family that have passed and have cheered us on along the way.
So you might say there's a legacy involved?
Absolutely.
Oh, yes.
And
fantastic.
I'm so happy to be a part of it.
And exactly. So how did you get into this? Did you just like call them up and say, hey, I want to perform and I'm going to do this? And they're like, okay. How did that work?
I wish it was that easy. They always knew that I sang, and it was just kind of a, you know, life went on. I got married, had 4 kids, and was like, you know what? Singing's not in the books for me. And then one day I got this call that said, hey, we have a residency in Vegas. You want to come be a part of it? And I was like, yes. And they're like, hey, you got to ask your husband first. I'm like, I looked at it. My husband, he's like, yes.
you had to ask. So is your husband involved? What does he do? Is he just a big supporter for you?
You know, he's our hype man.
Look
and he's our MC. So if you see some crazy guy with a wig jumping off the stage or, you know, trying to get the crowd into it, that's him.
Nice.
That's a crazy guy.
Nice. So how do you see the dynamic of this show maturing as it goes forward? Is it an ever-evolving show, and do you guys add more music as you go along?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, you never really get bored of the old stuff, but it is all awesome to include new stuff. So when we have Ty bringing in his music and we're putting our special twist to it, like, it brings more oomph to it, and it gets more people on their feet dancing, for
right.
sure.
Oh, yeah. Well, Ty, you still on with me, correct? I got Ty here?
Good.
All right. Hey, Ty. Yeah. So you know, we talk about all this family knit, and Vanessa was coming into the family as a cousin in this net. So how did you feel fitting into this? Did you feel like welcomed into the family right away, or did it take some time? What was the process here? I think we may have lost Ty. That's okay.
No, he's supposed to be on the phone line. There we go.
Ty,
there you
go.
There? Hello?
Ty? Well, that's all right. That's all right. No big deal. Hey, Vanessa. So I'm going to ask you the same question, Vanessa, because, you know, that it's hard, it's hard to start a new venture with anyone, especially a group that's already well-knit and put together, and especially a family. How did it feel joining this dynamic and being part of it? Did they welcome you with open arms? Did they have to put you at a little distance first? How'd that work out?
It was awesome. So I say awesome a lot because it is. That's what it is. Because we're family, it's kind of a... And there's things that we just talk about, and we're like, okay, I like this or I don't like this. But I've always felt welcome. I've always felt like my opinions counted. And it's their main motto is smile and have fun.
That's
and so when when I forget words or I forget dance moves, it's I smile and have fun, and I really do.
And that's the crux of all this. You guys seem like you're having a good time when you're up. The shows I've seen on YouTube and the things I've talked about and learned about, looks like you're just having a good time. I mean, your music goes from everything from Just Saying with electric, you know, mix of pop and blues and jazz and reggae. And, yeah, of course, you know, you've got the horns, and God bless the horns. I'm a horn guy. And, you know, when you add that element to the music, it just gives it that depth and that excitement that a lot of this new music doesn't have. Now, how do you guys choose the music you're going to play other than your original hits?
This is Rudy. So what we do is we try to make sure that when we go back in time, we're getting the music that, and Leroy did a lot of research on this. He wanted to make sure that we played songs that people recognize, and we play enough of it, because we don't go through the whole song. We take the best parts of the song, and then we also, again, there's a lot of bands that just stand around and sing. Well, we actually, instead of just singing the songs, we're actually doing the moves. If it was a group that did a dance move, we do that dance move. We actually dress the part. So it's not just we're going in there and just singing, but we actually give a visual age. So the girls, when you see the girls, they're actually in costume the way it looked like back in the 80s. And there's a lot of costume changes. Am I right? Nessa, you do a lot of costume changes now.
Only nine.
Okay, so I got to ask, how long does the show usually run if you've got nine costume changes?
It's a 75 to 90 minutes, depending. It's a 75 minute show, but because sometimes we're like way into it, it sometimes goes to about 90 minutes, and then they have to say, we got to get off that stage.
So Vanessa, you're changing costumes once every about 10 minutes, it looks like, if not less.
Absolutely. And it puts me into that person, you know, it gets me into character.
Oh, that's just fantastic.
We were huge fans of Earth, Wind, and Fire. And, you know, we were blessed. I think I was like 16, and that was the first concert. But the fact, you know, the energy that band had, we kind of loved that. And so we kind of, you know, put that in, you know, we're big fans of the Jacksons, mm-hmm. the Jackson 5. So anything that's just eye candy and entertainment to the audience, that's what we go for. And we're grateful to do it.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned that song, because I can remember putting the record on the record player back in the day, setting that needle down and hearing the horn start in the stone and thinking, there is nothing better than this right here.
Yes.
What an incredible way to start a song, to start an emotion. That's where I kind of learned that songs aren't just music. They're emotion. They're feelings. They're what brings people together, not just to be entertained, but to be part of something bigger than themselves. And you guys really personify that. Now, I got about 3 more minutes, and I'm going to talk to Ty real quick. Ty, when you came into this, yeah, I got you now, my friend. Thank goodness. So when you came into this, how hard was it to assimilate your style into the Jets style?
Well, right at the beginning, not to speak out of school, but right at the beginning, I was sitting there in one of the rehearsal studios. We had already met with the Jets. I'd seen their show a number of times. I'm super excited, right? And I remember Rudy looking at me like, well, can you really sing? And I started singing, and all of a sudden, you saw his demeanor change. And it was like, oh, I think this is
gonna
work.
That.
It just, and immediately after that, we started singing and let the music vibe, and then the connection was immediate. And so when I'm on stage, I mean, there's, you got to come see the show, because there's an entry that Leroy kind of configured so that I was introduced to the band, because in the beginning, it didn't make sense. Who's this non-Tongan, Polynesian guy coming in? What's this white guy doing with the Jets? Which was confusing, right? And when I came in, they just immediately introduced me. And what we're doing is we're crossing barriers with music. They're coming because music isn't about skin color. Music isn't about your background. Music is about connecting. When I got on the stage with them,
amen.
Immediately I'm looking at Heidi, high five, and looking over at Rudy, and then over at Leroy. And Leroy's, can you sing, bro? And then it just happens. It's magic. And now that we're putting in new songs, and we're putting those songs in that you know, Luminar Records is producing, and we are out there collaborating in a different style. So these songs I've already written, some of the ones that we're now releasing on the Jets' Ty Wood new EP that's coming out, it's incredible to see the different interpretation of music and the Jets to give it their vibe. And then these are songs that we bring us together on. And then the audience gets to experience it.
You know,
and pretty soon they're going to be hearing it online.
Exactly. And I love the word I've heard a couple times today, magic. You guys don't just bring music. You bring magic to the crowd, because people that have not heard these songs before, either whether it's a cover or a new song, they go, you know, this is new to my psyche. It's to my ears. And I love seeing the crowds getting up and dancing and all the stuff. And then you talk about, so do you meet with them after also?
Yeah, absolutely.
We do.
And one thing I do want to clarify, when we get together with the audience, we want the audience to become part of the family. This isn't just an homage to the past. It's taking the audience down a trip down memory lane, but saying, wait, this isn't just look back only. This is new stuff coming out now, which is very unique. There's a lot of tribute bands. This is not a tribute band. This is taking you down memory lane of a storyline that then connects to something that's happening right now. New music coming out right now. That's the magic of it.
I think that's just fantastic. And that gives everyone opportunity to relive the old, enjoy the new, as part of a family-oriented and a family experience that everyone can enjoy before, during, and after. Folks, I want to thank Vanessa and Rudy and everybody and Ty and Leroy for being on today. We're going to have to cut it off in just a second. We're going to play one of your final songs here. Not your final song, but for the final song of the show, we're going to let everyone hear a great song called Just Saying in just a minute here. We got about a minute till that happens, but I want everyone to know that these guys, the Jets with Ty Wood, will be at the
Sax Theater.
That's the one, Sax Theater Planet on Hollywood. Miracle Miles Planet Hollywood in Las Vegas. Tickets are available. Get your butt on a plane. Get over to Vegas. Check out a real good show from somebody who cares about what you're hearing. Doesn't just want to make money. Just wants to give you the music that you want to hear, you want to experience, and you want to be part of. I am so excited to be part of this today. Thank you so much, everybody, for being on with
me. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. And I am super excited to meet you guys in person in Vegas very, very soon, I promise. But right now, we're going to finish off the show with a special song right here. Just Saying by you guys. Then they'll be cutting to commercials. Thank you. We will see you again. And believe me, we'll talk again, my friends.
What time? Woo!
me into. Well, I'm getting what you're getting me into. Well, I'm getting what you're getting me into here anyway. Just say, I don't know what you're getting me. You're getting me into. Well, I'm getting what you're getting me into. Well, I'm getting what you're getting me into here anyway. Just say. Getting me into.